Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah. Oh, over the break, after we talked to the guy who found, he was part of the dive team that found the Challenger.
Yes.
At the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody sent us a piece, and apparently the crew was conscious.
Hey, Ricky Rocket Spawn, I was messaging me yesterday.
Yeah. About the time the Challenger exploded. So they didn't all just disintegrate at once. They knew something was going on. Because apparently there was video or audio in, you know, the cockpit.
Oh. So
somebody going, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, yeah.
And they were doing some mad scrambling at the end before it finally. So they were conscious. And they knew something was about to happen before it blew up.
That sucks.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it was at least a fairly probably quick ending.
Yeah, but they all knew it was happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they didn't know what hit them.
Sure.
They knew something was coming.
That's not what you want to hear on a space shuttle.
Uh-oh.
Right. No.
Yeah. Right.
Well, did you watch the beginning of CBS Sunday Morning yesterday morning when they're showing the subs that they're taking to the Titanic?
$250,000 you get to a ride down there.
Yeah, they're taking, you know, just tourists to the Titanic, which I would be equally as freaked out doing that as going into space. 2.5 miles under the surface of the ocean.
And that small tube.
In a minivan, basically.
Yeah, that's a little bit too claustrophobic for me.
Oh, I think the bottom of the ocean.
$250,000 paycheck, the price tag's too high.
The bottom of the ocean is less explored than outer space.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But and
bottom of the ocean is the last frontier, truly.
Yeah, unlike Uranus.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
That would be absolutely terrifying. I mean, it'd be really cool to see the Titanic, but terrifying to be that far beneath the surface of the ocean.
People aren't supposed to be down there.
No. And like the reporters that they sent out there, you know, they were going to give them a free ride down there to promote it.
They had to wait for weather.
And then they get out there and the weather's rough and they, not doing it.
Yeah.
Never mind. Like, do you just get a rain check on your $250,000?
Well, reporters didn't pay for that. They got free press.
But that could happen to anybody that does that.
I'm guessing you get to go down.
You can't predict sea conditions.
Here's your $250,000. Sorry, the weather's not going to happen today, so thanks.
But we don't think twice about getting on an airplane. And I guess science says those planes really shouldn't fly.
I know. I don't get that.
Well, I don't get that either.
I don't get that either. How can science say they don't fly when they actually fly? That's because I don't believe in science, and you shouldn't either.
Another black mark for science.
Yeah. Again, it's the claustrophobia that would kick in.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think of myself as generally claustrophobic, but in that situation, I think I would be just terrified.
Right. I like to be on level ground. I put lights on the house. I didn't like being on a ladder 10 feet in the air.
I was high on the Christmas tree yesterday, a couple of days ago, and I started to waver, and I said, whoa. This isn't cool. I'm going to get down.
Yeah. Christmas is such a pain in the ass.
I know. You texted last night. Yeah. That's not even that big puss. I was up maybe six.
I just reached up and put it on there.
Yeah. Well, even you couldn't do it on my tree. You know, at the top.
You had to lug all the boxes out, get the stuff out. Then you're like, this is just going to go right back in here.
I know.
You got the fake tree, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's my responsibility. I do the tree. And my wife does the whole freaking house. There's a lot of that. That's why I do the house, just to do the tree.
Yeah, I'm responsible for carrying the tree up.
Oh, no, I do the tree.
And then I'm not needed.
Yeah. Oh, when I went to the airport on Tuesday, I saw that Delta flight that ran into the birds.
Oh, yeah.
It was sitting really close to the road, and I had a big tarp over the front of it. So I assume it was landing here?
Oh, was it Omaha?
There's not geese at 35,000 feet.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to divert.
It was taken off, I thought.
Oh, okay.
I saw the video of that plane. Yeah, I think it was taking off, Todd.
Yeah, and that happened on Sunday or Monday, but it was still getting fixed on.
Oh, it was here. Okay, okay.
Because apparently, you know, birds make a dent.
There's a video of that out there, right?
Yeah.
So, you were bitching about Christmas, Nick. You do the light. What kind of lights? You have them on the house?
I put some on the house. And then we have a pre-lit tree.
Yeah. So do but I, but the rest of
those suck too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Christmas lights don't work for a all really long time. Yeah, and when they're like just attached on the thing, they're like, yeah. And then like, it's like, what are we going to do? I'm like, you know, I think this is fine.
Yeah.
That's whatever it is right now. I think this is, this just works.
Well, it's funny because we do the whole house. And the house looks great. I think my wife does a great job. I think I do a cool job with the tree. But it's like nobody's going to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, family over for Christmas Day, but I'm thinking, yeah, who the hell's going to see it?
Nobody cares.
It's for us.
Yeah.
I mean, see, we're not having a big party or anything. You know.
Well, then I think some of the stuff we do is for the kids, but like they're not really interested in decorating.
Yeah, my kids are 20 and 18 now. So.
See, I get that sometimes.
They still want the stuff up to feel like Christmas, but I know what you mean.
Wouldn't it feel like Christmas if there's just like one string of lights in the room too?
Or maybe just a tree.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
She'll come home from work and like, well, why didn't anybody plug in the Christmas tree? And I'm just sitting there on the couch, like right next to the Christmas tree going, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it's just me that's been walking around the house all day. And
with your big feet.
Yeah, I don't care.
Flopping around.
Well, it just consumes. It becomes such a big thing. There's like nothing to do in the winter in a lot of places. They're like, we should find some all-consuming one day that's like, oh, you better decorate. You got to shop. You got to wrap.
I know.
Keep the receipt.
Just keep Jesus in your heart, and you don't have to worry about it.
So it was all of that that prompted your happy, happy comment on our text thread last night?
Yeah, you were freaking out, man. Yeah.
I'd had enough.
Yeah.
And that came through.
Yeah.
That sentiment was evident, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, decorating has gotten less and less important around the house. Yeah, since everybody's gone.
Yeah.
Dogs don't care.
No.
I don't care.
They don't care.
I don't know. Our
Boogie
dog.
Boogie don't care.
Our dog really likes to have the Christmas tree skirt to hide things under.
Okay, really?
She'll take her toys and go bury them under the Christmas tree. The dogs do like that part of it.
Yeah, I'm over. It's not even December.
I know. It's not even over yet. I mean, 3 weeks till, 4 weeks till Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
4 weeks yesterday.
Well, there's going to be 200 things you have to do for Christmas in between now and then. Oh, going over here, stop and get wine.
I want to be going for the holidays eventually. I want to be like just on an island somewhere for the actual holiday. Yeah.
And like I say, this year would have been.
But that was sick what Todd always tells me.
What's that?
Why should I not be away for Christmas? How am I going to celebrate the birth?
Of the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
How can you do that anywhere else but in your cold house in Omaha? You can't celebrate anywhere else, man.
Yeah, I'm disappointed I didn't have that revelation a long time ago.
Oh, you leave? Well, because you had kids. That's why. I understand the kids getting older. It's no big deal, right?
I still got the kids, and they still come over, and then they celebrate.
Yeah.
We just do it at my convenience.
Right. That's right.
Well, we got a Friday work, and then we got the next day will be Christmas.
Right.
So does your wife not care about Christmas Day either, or does she just not want to argue with you?
Her sons are grown.
She really cares either, as long as we get together.
Okay.
We have a day where we get together. It's not like I blow it off altogether.
But that's a relief for the kids. They don't have to be like, has to be on this day.
With in-laws, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at all these people that got to go to multiple Thanksgivings. No thanks.
Oh, God, no.
And then people do the same thing with Christmas. They got to go to multiple Christmas celebrations.
I don't mind doing the multiples as long as they're not on the same day.
Oh, okay.
Especially generally at Christmas break.
A lot of times Christmas is the same day. People have to go to a different place on Christmas Day.
Yeah, we put a stop to that when we had a kid.
Yeah.
You know, but I generally, especially during Christmas break, I'm probably bored anyway. Please give me something to do. Yeah. I'll go and hang out for a while somewhere. I don't want to do them all on the same day.
Yeah.
The Thanksgivings were spread out over a few days, so that's fine. I don't care.
There are going to be cheese balls, though. Those are nice.
I do.
I like them with like the crusted nuts around them. I like sometimes when you first get in, sometimes it's orange. You're like, look at that orange one.
I like a big cheese ball.
You're the guy that eats the cheese ball.
I'll eat it. I'll be fighting Nick for a cheese ball.
Are they even real cheese?
Yes.
What the hell are they?
It's
made?
A cheese product.
Whatever.
I've never asked.
You ate vodkas on a flight. You're worried about real cheese.
It's a cheese-like substance.
So what? It's in a ball. There's nuts around it.
That vodka is organic, right.
And the vodka I drink on that flight is real vodka. Just like you'd find at any other vodka shop. Or like you'd find
a vodka shop? Yeah. They make those?
Right. Todd's Vodka Shop.
And a vodka farm with vodka growing in nature. It's the same thing.
I think those
it's not a vodka-like substance.
Is that a root alcohol, or does that grow on a tree?
It's a tree.
It's a grain, I think.
I think the cheese balls
comes out of the ground. Alcohol that comes from the ground.
Okay,
like a potato.
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm too tired to say it.
Were you just jonesing for one of those the last few days while we were gone?
No, I was just thinking about it. Trying to find a silver lining in Christmas. But I think the cheese balls are more real cheese than the Velveeta. The Velveeta weirds me out because it doesn't have to be refrigerated before it's open.
It's just out there forever, right? That is weird.
I'll eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I think we discussed that when we were talking about the natural food. Anything that doesn't go bad is uber processed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking about, I saw something somewhere about Christmas about, remember when your dad made this face and it showed somebody making it when you were a kid, not wondering, and then you become an adult and you realize why your dad was making those faces over the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
Like the putting together your goddamn bike?
That or just having to go places, kind of having to go places,
obligations.
Yeah.
And sometimes dad makes that noise.
Yeah.
Especially if your dad's Tyler.
Well, we don't do anything because we have a small family here. It's just Becky's side, and we just they're at our house on Christmas Day.
Does she have like a work party or anything you have to go
to? She does actually coming up. Yeah, she does. We're going to go to that. It's at a bar though, so I have no problem with that.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.